started at a really young age for all of us. I was a singer, so I always loved to sing, and Seth and Zachary grew up seeing me format, you know, talent shows and recitals, and so they decided that they wanted to do music too. And so Zach started out as our drummer, Seth was our pianist, and eventually it came to the point where we formed our own band. Ever since then, you know, since 2015, and then in 2016, that's when we had our first, you know, national TV performance. So, and it's been going ever since then.
Music was something that we did for fun, and something that we did all the time. We were always practicing in the basement. It wasn't until we, you know, somebody came up and told us, you know, you guys are good, you guys should really play often, play more, and that's when we realized, you know, we might have something. You know, that's why we decided to start our group, is because of that inspiration that we got along the way.
Yeah, but I'd also say, like, from the very beginning, it was, you know, for Zach and I in the piano, it was really like the gift of music. We were given a small keyboard, and that's what really got us, Zach and I, started. We'd seen, like Mark said, we'd seen him growing up, you know, in the talent shows, in the Edmonton choir, all that stuff. So I guess, you know, the gift of music did really inspire us as well to start in our music, you know, Zach and I, and eventually we formed the group, the Melisizwe Brothers.
Did you guys have any, like, inspirations growing up into music?
Well, my inspiration growing up was Stevie Wonder, mm-hmm. and also Michael Jackson. He was a big influence from when I was younger. I used to watch a lot of his videos, and just seeing how they commanded the stage really was inspiring for me. So that's my influence.
And for me, I'm a classical person. You know, I grew up doing classical music, the Mozarts, Johann Sebastian Bach, Beethoven. But I'd say, like, in modern music, it's, you know, a lot of Jackson 5. We used to grow up watching a lot of their documentaries, like Zach said, Stevie Wonder, a lot of, you know, older artists, and, you know, we just really like to learn from them, and that's what we did growing up in our group. So yeah, that's just a few of them.
For me, it started out, I'd say we had a lot of you know, mentors as a character, because my parents, my dad, he always says that I have to be a leader for my brothers. So I always look for people who show that, who show leadership in the community. And then as a musician, I always loved the Jackson 5, right? It was at our family karaokes where we would just, I would sing one song over and over and over again. And that was Who's Loving You, right? And that was my favorite song. And eventually, you know, it came to a point where I started to go from the Jackson 5 to more classical singing. And so I started listening to a lot of Josh Groban and Andre Bocelli, and then that's kind of where how I developed as a vocalist and a musician.
Awesome. And then this weekend you guys are performing at the Musical Holiday for the Edmonton Food Bank, and then on January 20th it is the McLeod Center for the Performing Arts in Leduc. So what can someone kind of expect from your performance?
Well, I'm really excited about the 23rd of December, supporting organizations like the Edmonton Food Bank. You know, it's really awesome, providing for families, food for families. You know, we're delighted to be on TV again for the second time. And I'm really excited about it. Our performance, you're gonna really enjoy our performance, so.
Like, we're always doing something in the community, right? Music is so important because it creates a pathway for you to inspire people. And so, like, a part of our music is actually giving back to the community. It's using our resources and our platform to really help and promote our community, Leduc, Edmonton, and just kind of give that platform, share our platform, so that we can just open up ourselves to the world here and just show what's going on in our city and the good things that are happening. And
as for our January 20th concert, it's in celebration of releasing our first, our debut album. So that's really exciting for us because it's a milestone for us. We always like to talk about these things because along the years we've been releasing a lot of singles, and this being our first album, you know, we just want to celebrate it with our community in Edmonton, in Leduc, and really just bring the community together to celebrate a special moment like this. So, you know, it's January 20th, and for everyone who's listening as well, January 20th.
Speaking of your debut album, what can someone expect on this album?
Well, our genre is soul power pop, and on this album, we're going to be releasing some new tracks on this album. You know, this it's going to be really great. So we've been working really hard on this and in and out the studio, and it's going to be really, really big.
At the end of my interviews, I have four rapid-fire questions, so you just have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head. Yeah. What is your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song, it would be Hallelujah. Yeah, that would
nice.
Be mine. Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay.
What about you, Mark?
My go-to karaoke song is the prayer.
I think something, my go-to karaoke song, something easy for me to sing, because, you know, I'm not the main singer of the group, but I think it would be like My Girl by the Temptations. Nice. That one's a nice one.
That is a good song. And then who would play you guys in a movie?
Who would play me in the movie? You know, I would say probably a good actor. Yeah.
I don't know yet.
It's a huge genre out there anyway.
We're all so young, right? So, but, you know, speaking of that, we're still so young, but I'd say, like, I don't know, maybe I could play myself. I think I could do a good job of that. But
that's always an answer. I'll take that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I changed my mind. I think Michael B. Jordan would be a good one.
He's a pretty good actor. Yeah.
You know, I'd like to play myself as well. I think I'm pretty good at that. I mean, I've done a couple, you know, in musical theater in the past. So I've done that. But yeah, I think I'd be pretty good at it.
Nice. So both of you guys have some, like, experience. You could read a script and be like, okay, I got it.
Oh, yeah.
There
I
you
think
go.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Do you guys prefer the beach or the mountains?
The beach.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, getting in the sand and kind of swimming in there. I mean, the mountains is nice to look at just from a distance.
I definitely prefer the beach. I'd say that's my number one pick because I'm not a fan of the cold. So,
same.
You know, beach is my pick. Yeah.
Yeah, for me too. I'd say the beach. Although we've been to both. We've been to the beaches and the mountains. The mountains are beautiful. I love Banff, but, you know, the beach. For me, I choose the beach.
The beach is where we're going, I guess. Yeah. So, and then last but not least, where can we find you guys on social media?
All right. You can follow us on Facebook at the Melisizwe Brothers. And we're also on Instagram at the Melisizwe Bros. We have a YouTube channel, same name, and also TikTok. Yeah, you can stream our music on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all music platforms.